just the way your numbing heart beats. I see the look it means for him. All these dirty deeds. Like a loss that I already feel. All I'm asking for is one last repeat. As I feel this business deal. And I can't say that I'm all that surprised. I was aware of the air that leading where you found all those darkened skies. And I was afraid that you tried to lie to me. Save yourself with nothing else. At least you got your health. But I see it going now.
This will be our last number of the evening. Thank you so much to WMFO and Mikey D and this wonderful program that's just throbbing like it always has. And we're looking forward to talking to Phil in a little bit. So this is our last song. We're Robotic Hawks. Come see us play. Newly announced, we're going to be at Midway October 21st, or was it 19th? Okay. It's a Saturday. It's going to be a good time. Thank you for Charming Arson for asking us.
Sun coming out from behind the darkest clouds.
say goodbye to the storm as it moves across the sky. See the fire burning brighter than it ever has before. Moving close, touch the flame, burns like fire in the rain. Fire in the rain. Fire in the rain. Fire in the rain.
All right. Thank you to Robotic Ox for playing. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's play some Dogmatics. 91.5 WMFO.
City, I'll take
101.5 WMFO. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Thank you for doing it.
All right. Talk again. Let's make sure we can hear you.
Check.
Hello.
You okay?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Everybody in.
You're all so soft-spoken.
I get that a lot.
We have some robotic hawks in here. How was it?
Crickets.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
It was great. You know, like I said, you know, we just kind of gave into the pouring sweat and went for it.
Embraced
like,
it.
Like you do. And awesome. Love playing.
Yeah.
Nice. Anywhere. Nice. All the time.
I mean, have you been here with any of your other projects, Tyler, or no?
I came in. Control Group came in to talk with Mikey D.
Okay.
For some reason, we didn't come into play, but this was around 99.
Okay.
And we had played the Rumble, and he fell in love with us. And he was, like, after that, he was really just very kind and always around and always at our shows. And, man, I'll tell you, he was a great guy, and when he was in your corner, you felt like $1 million.
That's what I've been told. I've been in the same room as Mikey D, but I don't think I ever like had a full-on conversation with him. I've discussed this with producer Joel on many occasions over the years that I've been here, but I never like got to get to know Mikey D that well. But you can't argue the sentiment.
Nope.
So
so it's awesome to be back here and for this. The still be in his name and just, you know, shining a light. It's great.
Yeah. The name ain't changing, even though over time no one will know who Mikey D is. But alas.
Yep.
So you came all the way down from
Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Even further than me.
It's not bad.
I'm in Lowell.
Sure.
That's not
but still.
I'm over in Dracut.
You're in Dracut?
Dracut.
Yeah. Dracut.
Yeah, can you smell the weed from Lowell? Or
no. We have our own weed issue.
Yeah.
And among other things.
Yeah, it was not bad getting here. It's a nice place, nice room.
Yeah. Well, if you leave late enough, you're good. Totally. You're going against traffic.
That was key.
I mean, you guys got together, like, what, about a year or so before the pandemic hit?
So, we hit the ground running 2018.
Okay.
Brian and I figured, remembered. Yeah.
We hit COVID with a full head of steam, and then just the world shut down.
New album.
Yeah, we had literally released our album right as COVID was coming out, and it knocked us back. And
I noticed that happened a lot with a lot of artists around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start the new decade. Yeah. No.
Well, it's even, you know, not to cry me a river or anything, but it's even tougher when it's you're a new band and you spend, you know, all this time developing what you're going to be, demoing, recording, pressing the vinyl in. Boom, it's over. You can't do anything. We didn't get to promote the record at all. I think we hadn't played a single show when the record came out. And
then
we're just done for a year and like, hi, you want to buy our vinyl that's old and we don't play these songs?
I'll mail it to you.
It's good. If you want to just feign interest via an email and I will send it to you.
But you kept pretty busy during the pandemic.
Well, we did because it was, you know, not to give too much up, but, you know, it was touch and go, you know. So a year was kind of in and out, you know, where we were kind of, some of us were good with it, some of us weren't, so sometimes we could get together and then there would be long stretches where it just wasn't practical. So Sean and I ended up having the most time together, the guitar player, and we demoed about 6 or 7 songs to kind of keep the juices flowing.
Okay.
Which was kind of not natural because we by design write as a band. I'm not a songwriter. You know, we develop a song because we all play a little spark in the room and we run with it and then we write lyrics to it later. That's how we develop it. So writing demos without Brian the drummer and his instincts was difficult, you know.
So there wasn't any drum machine saying, here, Brian, play this.
There was, and Elisa's actually.
Yeah. and his suggestions were all terrible.
Oh, jeez.
My job was in jeopardy.
No. But I mean, I was just looking at your Bandcamp library. Because we hear it on the tone with Mikey D love Bandcamp.
Yeah, right.
You developed quite a discography of singles released along the way, so no one can fault you for just hibernating.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think that was it. That was a lot of bands just there, people making something out of nothing. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. You know, what can you do? So you got to put your head down and sort of come up with something, a way to get through it. And now that we're through it, everything's picked up, and it's like. You just had this pause, just this real pause for us, but we were able to keep kind of busy and keep making some music and get it up there on Bandcamp and stuff.
Nice. Next. Excellent. So speaking of which, you mentioned shows during your performance. So tell us more.
Do you remember the date?
The 21st, I believe, of October. Saturday night?
Saturday night, October 21st, with Charming Arson, The Addition, and... another band. I just got the show today. I apologize, but I'll get more information.
Oh, you only found out today?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's in like 2 weeks. So we'll see you all there, everybody.
And it's all in 2 weeks. Where is it again?
It's at the Midway.
The Midway, yes.
I did a little time in Jamaica Plain. I lived right there at Forest Hill Station.
I lived exactly a mile and a half down in Rosie.
Oh, yeah. Just straight on down the
right
line.
Right off of High Park Ave.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a... unusual pocket of my life. You
not Rosie Square though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, deep, it was off of High Park.
Rosie.
Yeah. What's that?
Deep Rosie.
Not Deep Rosie. I was right there off of High Park Ave. Just go straight down into Hyde Park and what were the other ones? Mattapan, Roxbury. I forget all the towns in the various directions.
Yeah.
That were more known for their crime than anything else.
Murder Pan,
yeah. Yes. I actually worked in Mattapan, so. Yeah, imagine that. But anyway, so what else is next for Robotic Hawks?
So we're kind of trying to decide what to do with our next amount of time. We have 3 songs, and, do we do an EP? Do we kind of sit on it? And just stockpile and get some songs in the can and just kind of come up with, a new set. You know, we've got the time. You know, we should continually make it interesting for ourselves. And, everything, I think the joy of what we've discovered about us is that no matter what we attempt, it still sounds like us. So we take all kinds of stylistic chances. I think that, on paper would be like, ooh, don't do that.
No.
But we wrangle it into our punctuation, our phonetics, and sell it, I think.
Wow. Punctuation and phonetics. I never heard anyone describe a band using those words.
Super punk rock. Very
punk. Well, I think that...
Is that like happy fun ball?
I think we're punctuated rock. That's kind of the way I describe it, because it's not Uncle Tupelo, but it's Uncle Tupelo Ramones, because it doesn't make a whole lot of use of dynamics, what we
okay.
do. So therefore, I think everything is just a big boot to the face at every turn of our songwriting. But yet it's pop, in my opinion.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Wheels turn in my head. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Because at the core, we want to... The design is that we want to be an engaging live band. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, the songs have to lend itself to an energy that...
I definitely felt that while you were playing. Yeah.
And so that's what I like. That's what we all like about seeing a live band is that, are they working for it? Are they exercising what they need to get out in their lives with the moments that they're asking me to watch them? So
that's why it was really hard without Brian, to go back to the songwriting thing,
because he's everything.
You can't do it with a drum machine. You can't get that excitement of a live kind of set with that. So, and then we keep getting distracted too. We just keep, we're like squirrels, just like, ooh, let's do this. Ooh, let's
but
do
I also don't think that anyone plays like Brian.
Yeah.
So it kind of like,
I did get to catch a glimpse through the production booth. and that was really cool. The way that I got to see you play most because you were facing the window, but that is something that it's definitely has an energy to it that I could see that happening at the Midway on the 21st.
Yes, booming.
Yep, booming. Yes, but you're going to want to put that show up on your Facebook page, which is?
Robotic Hawks. I mean, it's just Robotic Hawks.
I just
Hawks.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know it.
Robotic.Hawks.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, Robotic Hawks, one word.
There aren't that many of us out there.
Yeah. The Robotic Hawks from St. Peter's.
Which is surprising because I always pick band.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a couple of other Robotic Hawks up on the band camp. Yeah.
Judas Priest.
My favorite thing, Bandcamp. And
do I need to go policing that? Is there really others?
I think there's one in Bakersfield.
Oh. Well.
All right. Now you're forcing me to go do some research here.
I don't want to go through this.
Yeah.
There was a control group, too, that came after us.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like that.
They were serious, too. We're like, come on, go away. Nobody likes us. It's fine.
We franchise.
Have your career. It's okay.
Wow. All right. I was wrong.
So I'm saying, I mean, you know,
you're the only one on Bandcamp.
Yes.
Huh?
Could you imagine?
Get that trademark.
Yeah. It would be like
we would have to have lunch with that band if there was another one. Well, we'd be like, we should meet up.
I was going like West Side Story.
I just want to be friends.
No way.
Be a super group.
Dominance. We must be the dominant robotic
Hawks. I could have sworn I saw a couple of others.
There was a Hudson Hawks, which is what we originally wanted to be, what I wanted us to be. But there was taken. We're from Hudson, New Hampshire. I love the Bruce Willis movie.
I was going to say, you're going to name yourself off after a flop Bruce Willis movie?
Yes. Marijuana. Yeah,
Brian totally agrees. Totally likes that one.
I'm embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. That's the problem about how many times I've seen that movie.
Okay.
It's a delight. Don't cheat yourself.
All right. So that's a plug for Hudson Hawk, of all things.
Yeah.
But yes. So, yes. Robotic.Hawks on Facebook.
Yep.
Let's see. What else?
We're on the Instagram. Come over on the
Robotic
Instagram.
Robotic Hawks, Bandcamp, one word.
Yep.
One word. Whole lot of singles. When was the last EP?
May.
Was it in May? It was March.
March. Oof, we better get something out there, guys.
I was gonna say it's been six March. Whole months.
It's an eternity.
I feel like we've just been really busy playing gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
we've had a good little stretch, met a lot of really good bands, and it's things are really picking up, you know, post COVID.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I will let you guys break down your equipment and stuff.
Thank you.
And it'll be a shame to see you break down that drum kit. that was almost perfect for the sound. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. This was awesome.
I'm looking forward to hitting up a lot of that Bandcamp on Friday because it's Friday. Bandcamp Friday.
That is true. Thanks.
So, yes, I will wholeheartedly endorse Bandcamp, even without the Bandcamp Fridays. So, but you can also find them on the streamers.
Girls, I'm telling you, tell your friends.
But yes, you could stream on all of the major platforms too.
Oh sure,
Spotify, Amazon,
and you got
Amazon. Yes,
MySpace,
the Apples.
MySpace.
I actually found a band who still was plugging a MySpace page.
Nice. There's a skeleton up, isn't there?
Still there. It's still there.
It's still there, but you can't. It's not functional at all.
It's like just an archive. Yeah. Display.
It may as well be. It may as well be like the photos won't show up. Any of the songs got deleted like 10 years ago. But
those were exciting days.
I mean, you could probably find the MySpace page for like Control Group.
There
or
was, I'm sure.
But anyway, thank you again much.
Thank you
for coming in, and we look forward to throwing more Robotic Hawks into rotation here at On the Tom with Mikey D.
Awesome. See you out on the trail.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To these years to see.
Sky, if it's on my eyes.
91.5 WMFO, Robin Lane, When Things Go Wrong, Steve Girasi with Night Skywalker, Stars Like Ours with Winding Down, and I started that off with Duress with If We Ever Get Out. Yes, we are bringing a close to this installment of On the Town with Mikey D. Thank you again to Robotic Hawks for coming in and playing, and I'm going to leave you. Oh, before I leave you, be sure to come back next week. Lils will be here. Clamb will be performing. Three more hours of great Boston and New England music. So, now I'm going to leave you with a very special song written in tribute to Justine Cobalt. It's very touching. It's Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. Is a sister in crime. I'll see you next time. 91.5 WMFO.
Always willing to My sweet soul sister in crime. My sweet soul sister in crime.